ABC Listen. Podcasts, radio, news, music, and more.
Mitch Stark, appreciate your time as always on ABC Sport the morning after the end of the Boxing Day test in 2 days. How do you reflect on it?
Quick. Everything happened, didn't it? So, for those that turned out for the 2 days, which were a lot of people, which we're grateful for, there was a lot to be seen. I'm sure a lot of people in your suites along the 2 days have made a lot of what we've seen. So, not on the right end of it this week, but we're 3-1 up.
You love Test cricket. I mean, you've sacrificed, lucrative IPL contracts over the years to make sure that you're available to play for Australia in the longest format of the game. It's now the second time in four Tests that we've had a 2-day Test match. Is it good for Test cricket?
I'm sure there's a lot of opinions out there about it. Sometimes you just got to adapt to conditions. Sometimes conditions can be extreme, which we saw this week. I don't think the conditions were that extreme in Perth. It's the nature of the way that the two teams are playing the cricket. This week is what it was. Arguably a little bit too much grass, but I think the weather was changing. We saw the wicket get better the back end of yesterday. It's just that was pretty frantic day one. So, yeah, it is what it is. You don't see a lot of them. It's just happened. We've seen two-day tests this series.
So this test here specifically at the MCG, was it a wicket that did too much, or was it a lack of application as to why it ended so quickly?
I think you could argue bits and pieces of both. I don't make the wickets, so I'm not going to sit here and say I know what a right wicket is. Sort of look at the weather that was predicted, the way that the wicket sort of got better, or slightly better, the back end of yesterday. If you leak into day three and four, potentially that becomes a very good batting wicket. But two pretty good attacks, made the most of favourable conditions. So yeah, it's I guess the way the cricket's changing these days, it's not like back in the day where you just defend. We saw England come out pretty hard and try and take a game on in the second innings to try and get a little bit ahead of once the grass started to stand up. So. It's cricket's changed from 10, 15, 20 years ago.
I'm not expecting you to like this question, but you can imagine the analysis and the wash-up, and this gets thrown around. 3-0 up in the series. Was there a bit of complacency from the Australian camp as to what happened here?
I can imagine where that's come from. No, there certainly wasn't. We're still trying to win 5-0. We got sent in first on a very juicy wicket. It wasn't so much moisture in the wicket. I think it was purely a fair amount of grass on there. England probably apply themselves better than they have done in the first three games. Whilst it was a fair amount on offer for both sets of bowlers, we got sent in on a wicket which was a bit greener than it was on day two. But fair credit, England won its first Test match in Australia for 15 years. So they just adapted slightly better than we did.
You're here today at a fan day. Obviously, it's meant to be day three. You're going to get a couple of bonus days off. Is there any talk about some of the guys possibly going back and playing Big Bash cricket, given the fact that domestic league's running at the moment?
It's not for me to say. I'll be back home in Sydney this summer.
You won't be playing for the Sixers?
Nope.
I noticed there's two number 56s now at the Sydney Sixers.
There's one.
So you've still kept your shirt number 56, and Bubba's what? Just put a zero in front of his.
I've been there since PBL1.
How did that conversation come up?
I didn't really. I think it was more made from a few other people taking the mickey out of it. I've always worn the number. I'm pretty sure Bubba started his career with some other number on his back, but I've been at the Sixers since BBL1, played for another club and was excited to sign on again this year, and I'll keep wearing my number.
So one test to go in the series, 3-1 the scoreline. Obviously the Ashes are already retained. It's also the last test that Australia will play until August next year, so there's a long layoff obviously before that rolls around. How do you approach this? Is it the end of the line, or is it really something that you can, is there something you can take out from the New Year's test into what's to come in the schedule that begins in August next year?
Points, Test Championship points. Still a Test match. It's still very much important to everyone who pulls on the baggy green. It's a good way to start the calendar year. There's plenty of things you can take out of this Test match, other than the fact that it's another game for Australia. That's motivation enough. So, yeah, it's obviously, as you say, there's a gap there between Sydney and then what is it, a top end test or something like that, and whenever it may be. So, yeah, for some of us, it's the last sort of, or for some of us, the last game for Australia for a little while or a period of time. Obviously, you've got the T20 stuff and white ball stuff after that. But, yeah, there's no extra motivation needed. It's a test match for Australia.
Rest up. We'll see you in Sydney.
Thank you.